You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Right. I'm preaching about work, and I'm going to continue on what we started. Number one, we learned that work shall make me closer and closer to my Heavenly Father. How many of you want to go closer to God? Want to come closer to God? Closer to God. Hallelujah. Work shall be my satisfaction and happiness. How many of you want satisfaction and happiness? God's work brings satisfaction and happiness. Hallelujah. Say satisfaction and happiness. Amen. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. You see, some of you have started the work, but you have not finished it. So you must continue so that you can finish the work. Hallelujah. If you don't continue and you don't finish the work, you will not be happy. Very important. The next one, what's the next point? It gives you what? Work for the right things. All right? Do not work for the food that perishes, but for food that lasts for eternal life. Hallelujah. I would say that the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal. Amen. The next point. What's the next point I gave you? Believing. You must believe. You must believe a lot of things. Alright. Believe what you hear. When you come to church and scriptures are read to you. Don't sit down and say, oh, this scripture is past. This scripture is an old scripture. It doesn't apply to us. It applies. Hallelujah. It applies. Tell somebody it applies. Alright. The next point is what? What's the next point I gave you? You receive an inheritance. That's a good one. Tell somebody, that's a good one. That's where you shouted, amen. Yes. Yes. Don't you want inheritance? Yes. That is where you shout, amen. All right? The Bible says that, knowing that of God, the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. The reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You serve the Lord. This morning, we are going to serve the Lord. Now, the part that says, for ye serve the Lord, is talking about for you work. You see, serving is working. For you work. So, the inheritance has a lot to do with those who are serving and those who are working. Do you understand it? So, if you are not working, you are not serving, it's like you are excluded from this inheritance. So, may you serve in the house of God. May you be one of those that will serve. The next one is, it's still under this work. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Okay, verse 12. Give us the New Living Translation Bible. Okay, so the Bible says that the human body has many parts. All right, we are going to go into this to understand what I want to talk about today. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body. So it is with the body of Christ. So the church, as you see it, is made up of many parts. You may not see it, but everybody sitting here is a part. Tell somebody you are a part of the body. You are a part of the body. I'm a part of the body. Everybody is important. Every part of the body is important. And everyone is a significant part of the body. You play a significant role, although you don't know it. All right? Sometimes you are not known, so you think that you are not important. You are very important. Everyone here is very important to God. And you are a part of the body of Christ. Okay? So that's what the Bible says. So it is with the body. But the human body has many parts. But the many parts make up the whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. So what the Bible is saying is that as a human being has many parts, the church also has many parts. Therefore, you are part of the parts that make up the body of Christ. All right? So as you see a church, like this church, as everybody is sitting down, there are many different parts that are working, and that should work. So if there are parts that are not working, it makes the body deficient. You see, because many parts make a body. Now, if a part is not working, I tell you, it can stop the flow of so many things, so many good things that must take place. Can stop because one part is not working. All right? Now, verse 13. Let's look at 13 quickly. We'll go through. Some are Jews, some are Gentiles, some are slaves, some are free. Huh? Now, this is even talking about different groups. The list could have continued to. Some are free, some are slaves, some are rich, some are poor, some are black, some are white, some are short, some are tall. Different parts. That's what he's saying. So right here, you realize that there are different parts of the body. You can also say some are married, some are not married. Some are rich, some are poor. Some are working, others are not working. These are different parts of the body. When you come to church and then you don't look like other people, you have to also know that you are a part of the body. That's why you're also not like the other people. Because some people don't flow in church sometimes because sometimes they say that this church is a rich church, so you are not rich, you can't be here. How many of you have heard that before? How many of you people? Some people say we are a rich church. Is that what they say? Hey, lift your hand and say we are blessed, we are blessed. What do we have our problems? We are blessed, we are blessed. We thank God that people see us and they say we are a rich church. We are blessed. We are just blessed. No, I believe in the word blessed than to say you are rich. Because I really believe that we are blessed. It's a blessing for people to think that we are a rich church. Oh, wow. Look at somebody and say, oh, wow. See, so as you are moving back and forth, people are saying you are rich. You don't see yourself to be rich. Oh, people are saying you are a rich man. Because we are the members of the church. And they are saying that you are a rich person. Frida, can you imagine? So when your friends see you on campus and say you are in this, they say, oh, this must be a rich. Either you are a rich girl or you are a rich daddy's girl. It's like your daddy is rich in the church. Your father is... It's a good testimony. That's why I said that we are blessed. It's a good thing, you know. But that shouldn't be the reason why you are excluded from a great thing that God is doing. Because God is doing something and he needs many different parts to execute his plan. Do you get it? God needs that. It's very important that you understand that this is what God is saying. He says that, but we have all been baptized into one body by one spirit. So that's what it is. So all of us together are baptized into one body by one spirit. By the spirit of God, we are one. Whether we like it or not. The Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Not one person. So the different parts of the body come together to be the mind of Christ. Do you get it? So in this church, there are different parts. So then when you have this body and then all the other, when you use all the other churches, okay, in the world together, we're also one body. But if we look at this church here, we are also one body. We're a body in this church. Hallelujah. And then we all share the same spirit. Go to verse 14. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. So the church has different parts. Any church that has just one part, you think it's a church, this is the big church. It is not a good church. You know, recently I was looking for a church that was all over. When I was on campus, I don't know whether it's still there. You know, but I don't want to, maybe some of you will know, but I was asking some people, well, where is this church? Because I remember those days, it was in Accra somewhere. It was a very vibrant church. I don't know whether it's still vibrant. And I was looking out for it somewhere on the Achimota Golf Course area. That area, there was a big church beast. I don't know, fire mini something. Hey, they were writing in the papers. We were hearing of them, but I don't know where they are now. I don't know if you know that church. Is it still there? Yeah, your area. Pure Fire. Is it still there? The big church. I mean, you see people going there when I was a student. Pure Fire Ministries. Hey! Is it so big? But wild. Yeah. It's a wild. I mean, I just remember that. Every big, it's not one thing. No. You will go inside, you see that there are many different parts. That makes that thing work. That makes it work, and that makes it that big. Do you get it? So, if we are here, and we don't have parts, we are not a proper body. Tell somebody, it's not a body. It's not a body. we are not a real body if we don't have parts here. Say parts. 15. The Bible says, if the foot says, I am not the part of the body, I'm not a part of the body because I'm not the hand. That does not make it any less a part of the body. Let's add the 16 as well. It also says something similar. And if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? So the Bible is saying that the fact that you are not rich in the church, or the fact that you are not this, you are not that, does it mean that you are not a part of the body? You are. So if you are in the church, whatever role you play, or the role that you must play, whatever that role is, you are part of the body of Jesus Christ. And you must really identify yourself, or humbly identify yourself, as part of this body. You must be humble to say, I am part of this body. Tell two people around you, I am part of this body. Very important to even recognize that you are part of a body. Many people are separatists. People are into walking alone. You know, they are like loners. They think that they are special when they feel that they are like that. It's like you are very special. We are part of a body. If you are not part of the body, then I don't know what you belong to. I don't know what you belong to. You see the Bible. The Bible talks about it clearly. Amen. Amen. And the verse 17. If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? We cannot all be one particular thing. This one is that. This one is this. This one is this. This one is that. This one is that. There's an ear. There's a hand. There's a this. And then this one says, or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? 18. But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. Wow. Hallelujah. So, it's amazing. I was showing people, they said that, can you imagine somebody was coming to church this morning, and then you see that his nose is on his head. Come on, you run away. Your nose is on somebody's nose is on their head. I mean, it's a nose. Somebody said nose. But where the nose is very important. I mean, if you don't put the nose where it belongs, it can be a problem. It can be a problem. So I can decide, what creature is this? And the eyes, you know, even look at the eyes. If the eyes were on top of your head, you can't see clearly. If the eyes were put here, it means that you have to look up. So if you have to walk, you have to do this. You do this to see. But the eyes have been fitted rightly where they belong. But I was also thinking that, can you imagine if some of the hidden parts of the body were put on their face? How things would be? Can you imagine if somebody is so bored and says that, look, this part where it is, I don't like it. I want it on my face like that. Hey, Charlie, you run away. Some people have said, no. God has arranged everything. Tell somebody, God has put everything in place. Beautiful. You see, that's what the Bible says, that our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. God has made sure that wherever everything has been positioned is the right place. All right? Verse number 19. Okay? How strange a body would be if it had only one part. Give us the King James version of this. Okay? King James. Bible says that if they were all one member, where were the body? That means that, how can it be if it's just one part? And that is what God is showing us. God is showing us the pattern for his church. God is showing us a pattern. God always tells a story in his word. When he's speaking to you, it's a story. When God, some of you have had dreams, it was a dream of something. God was telling the story of your life. When God wanted to tell David the story that he had done something bad, he sent the prophet. He told us, there's a man, he had a lot of sheep and all that. There was a poor man who had only one. And the rich man who had many sheep went, picked up that one. David didn't get it. So immediately he said, that man must be put to death. And the prophet said, God says it is you. the sheep we are talking about, you have a lot of wives. Somebody's one wife, you have gone for the one wife. That's how God speaks. God speaks like that all throughout the Bible. Yes. So God is also speaking. And he's telling us, if we don't do this, we cannot move on and become the body that he wants us to become. Hallelujah. That is why I've introduced us to this great work of breaking up into fellowships in our areas, in our homes. The church that is here must also be felt in the house, must be felt in the areas where we stay, must be felt in our communities because we are there. And that is what the body is supposed to do. So the different bodies come together on a Sunday to make up a big church, that being, that huge person that God is describing here. Do you get it? So that is what this whole thing about the body of Christ is describing to us. And God always shows us the pattern. God tells us what to do. He shows us how. In building the church, we must follow his pattern. And I want us to follow God's pattern. God's patterns are very important. All the small units in church, I'm going to read out to us quickly. All right. Very quickly. The small units in church. All right. So like a fellowship. What's the fellowship? The fellowship. So like you can talk about even Bacenta. The Bacenta. What is a Bacenta? What is a cell? What is a fellowship? So all these things, all right, they are words that we use, coined for a small group. It's for a small group of people, a small group of people in church, you know, that are brought from different places. Like if we say a Bacenta is a word coined for a small group that are brought to church by buses, okay? It can be, so it's a cell, a fellowship, all right? A fellowship that comes in a bus to church is what we call a Bacenta. But the fellowship, there are also fellowship members that don't join a Bacenta. But they have cars, they come on their own and all that. But there must be a fellowship. The basin makes it. So the basin is just the point where they are coming to church in a bus. That makes it a Bacenta. But the fellowship itself, where a word is shared, the word is shared, where there's prayer, where there's a prayer offering, taking, fellowship, care, love, you know, looking after each other, praying for one another. And that's a fellowship. Fellows in a ship. Say fellows in a ship. So, listen to this. According to the word, verse 14 to 19, according to the verse 14 to 19 that we read, alright, if, number one, if there were no Bacentas, I'm giving you some points. If there were no, let's even put fellowships. If there were no fellowships in the church, there is a big problem. And there's a big deficiency. And there's a big failure. If we don't have it, if we don't have the fellowships, we have some, but we are relaunching and making sure that everybody is in it. If we don't do that, that there's a big gap. There's a big gap. And the issue, some of you may not even be, may not ever be known by somebody or be visited or be called by maybe an important person because you are not in a fellowship. And why? Why? Because of this deficiency. Because you are not in it. Or because we have not created a fellowship for you to be a part of. It's a big deficiency. There's a big problem. The words are what? There's a big deficiency and there's a big problem and there's a big failure. Alright? Where is the body? The body is made up of all these parts. So where are the parts? Where are the different parts of the church? This body. Where are the different parts? The different parts are the fellowships that everybody will belong to. Hallelujah. Are you there? That's what the Bible says. Yeah. Don't make yourself a problem in the church. Don't make yourself a problem. Edwin, I am expecting you to be a fellowship leader. Eh? What do you think? Don't say powerful. Powerful is not enough. Make a statement, a proper statement, and know that you are supposed to be. Because, listen, it's not a joke. There's a big deficiency. The deficiency is that those who are supposed to be leaders are not becoming leaders to take care of people in the area. And those who are supposed to also be part of the fellowship are not in the fellowship. Where you are not part of that body. It's like you have decided that you will never be a hand again. You want to be a part of the body, but you don't want to be a hand. So what do you want to be? Huh? What do you want to become? What do you want to be in the church? You know, there are people who they can't join anything. They will not be part of anything. They come to church. It's like the preaching does not concern them. The preaching, that people who are sitting here, it's like the preaching does not concern them. I'm preaching to somebody else. But I'm preaching to you. If you can see my eyes and I still can see you, it means I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you. You are supposed to be in what God is doing. The pattern. Give us the scripture in Hebrews. Okay? Where God shows us and talks about the pattern. Is Hebrews what? 8. Hebrews 8. Who serve? Now, even we can start from. Let's go up. And let's see. The verse 4. 4 and 5. So I can see what comes before. Add the 4 to it. Hello? He says that for if he were on earth, he should not be a priest. Seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. You see? So he's talking about the ordinances. Alright? The ordinances of God. He's talking about the ordinances, the ways of God and all that. Priests that offer gifts. They offer gifts unto God. So priests are supposed to do certain things. Sometimes, what you don't know is that today everybody, yes, we are called kings and priests, but people are consecrated and put in certain positions to do certain things. Do you get it? That's a mistake that Saul made. That's what made God reject him. Saul made some mistakes. One of the mistakes that he made was the fact that he didn't wait for the priest to come. He didn't wait for the prophet to come. He was a king. He was anointed king. And he was not anointed the priest or the prophet. And he made a sacrifice in a haste because the human beings that he was leading, they forced him and said, do it. Be a pastor by force. Do what you're not supposed to do. And when he came, he says that you have done something. What foolish thing have you done? You see? So that's why he says that the priest is the one that is supposed to do these things according to the law. All right. Then he says that priest who serve unto the example and the shadow of the heavenly things. Tell somebody that what we are doing here is a shadow of heavenly things. Do you know what it means? The shadow of heavenly things is saying that there's a spiritual pattern that God has. It's like an imagination. You know when you are going to build a house or when you are going to do something, normally you have an imagination of what you want. So you see that, you go to the shop, you say, no, this is nice, but maybe somebody's convincing you to buy a particular shoe. You say, this is nice, but I want one. Don't you have one with a silver plate on top of it, like a Sibo shoe? Sibo shoe, something. Because you have an idea. Okay, so this is to tell us that God has an idea. God knows what he wants the church to be like. And what he's trying to say is that, I have a pattern in heaven. That's why I'm describing to you the things that you must do. And he says that, look at that. He said as an example of the shadow of heavenly things. As Moses, okay? As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. See, he said, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed thee on the mount. So God showed him a pattern. He showed him a pattern. If you look at the pattern to build the church, there were specific patterns. They gave specific measurements. Do this way. The measurement of this by this. I've gotten it. The tabernacle, the size of the tabernacle, how they go and all that. There were specific dimensions. Okay? Specific dimensions that he gave according to the tabernacle. So this church, as we are building the church, we are building it according to the tabernacle or according to the example that God has shown us in the Bible. To have many parts. We don't want to be a deficient church. We want to have many parts. Tell somebody we want to have many parts. And you will be a part of the many parts. Hallelujah. Number two. You see the fellowship. Okay. That we have. It's a formation of a complex body. The many fellowships that we have is a formation of a complex body and a beautiful body. And without this fellowship, there is no beauty in the body of Christ. Without the fellowships, there's no beauty. It makes it so complex and so nice. Yet, it becomes beautiful. You see? Yet, it becomes beautiful. If you look at the different parts of the body, some places are soft, some places are hard, some places are... No. I mean, different things. Many of you look at yourself in the mirror, you say, everything is nice, but your nose, you don't like your nose. You yourself, you don't like your nose. You think your nose could have been better. Listen, all of them, they work together for your face. Okay? The way your nose is, It helps your face. If your nose was pointed, you look different. You wouldn't look nice. So God has arranged everything for you. So you look nice the way you look. Hallelujah. Okay? So, it's complex. Don't be overwhelmed by complex things. Listen to me. What is this that Bishop is talking about? It looks complex. Fellowship here, what about this complex? We just want to come to church. Some people are just saying that. We just want to come to church and worship God. What is this complex arrangement, fellowships? What is he talking about? Don't be afraid of complex things. Hello? Teacher, is your wife here? You and your wife, you do a fellowship. Do you understand it? Don't be afraid of complex things. Don't be afraid of complex things. Approach complex things. Try and then approach them, because complex things, if you don't move into some of these things that look complex to you, you cannot progress. You cannot build. You can't build anything if you are not prepared to learn something that is a little complex. A little complex. You know why Africans or Ghanaians, maybe our economy is the way it is? You see, there's a trend, okay? I don't have time, but I'll briefly talk about it, all right? I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are five. Well, I won't go into that now. But the first two has a lot to do with the raw materials, okay? Planting raw materials, like planting corn or vegetables, tomatoes, the first two. The next set of two has everything to do with processing and turning them. Then the last one has to do with the market, okay? Now, what happened is that the people who are smart, okay, and that those two parts are very complex, okay, to get tomatoes, to plant tomatoes, and it's not so complex. You put the seed in the ground, water, it comes, pluck it out. So, but to change the complex tomatoes, preserve it for, because that tomatoes, if you put it down like 1 week, it will become corrupt. It's corrupted after some few days, unless you put it in a fridge, and even the fridge, you need complex things to make a fridge. Okay, so the two, first two has to do with these raw materials. Then the next two has to do with the complex part, industry, putting up a factory, creating whatever. So I got a little example. So the example is that I hear that a thousand tons of cocoa. How much does it go for? $3,000. It's about that. Let's even say, assume, I hear that maybe it's like about $3,000. Maybe. So, a thousand tons, okay, can produce, can cost. But George, you are the ones who are into these things. Okay. How much is gold, cocoa going for? Look for 1,000 tons, about $3,000. Are you listening? Don't let it. You see, don't be confused when I'm talking about these things. Well, if your mind gets confused about these figures and all that, you can't control a lot of money. You have to understand money. You have to understand how they come, how they go, and all these things. All right. So, 1,000 tons is how much now? The market price of raw cocoa beans, which we produce. Are you there? Somebody can look at it for me. Let's see. Let's do it. So that's the first 2 points. And if you can just Google markets, how much does it go for? How much? Internet is bad. Let's say $3,000. Okay? Are you there? $3,000. This is $3,000. I hear that. $3,600. You see now? It's in the range of $3,000. I'm right. That's why you have to check. Always, you see, your phone, I use it to check for facts all the time. Check for words. You don't even have a dictionary on your phone. That's what you should be using your phone for. So 1,000 tons is going for in the range of $3,000. Are you listening? Listen. So $3,000, By that's the first two stages, and that is what we get. $3,000. Just $3,000. Now the next two stages, by the time they go through 1-2, which we are not part of, the last stage, do you know how much they make out of the $3,000? More than $100,000. More than $100,000 at the last stage. That is where everybody goes to. Nobody is eating Robins. Everybody goes to the chocolates. Everybody is taking Milo. Everybody is taking something nice. And it's $100,000. And which people are enjoying? They are smart enough to say, we want the other part. You people plant, we'll buy it at $3,000. We'll know how to change it. We'll make $100,000. You don't even get $10,000. Not even 10%. Do you understand it? So what I'm saying about $3,000, the $100,000 is also not a guess. The production, by the time they go through 1-2, $3,000, $3,500 or $3,000-something, you should see. Some of you have not seen how cocoa farmers work hard. I've lived in a place they do cocoa farming for 7 years. Charlie, it's a lot of work. Hey! They use their hands. When they put it in the sand, they have to take the particles. There are so many things because of there's this soft jelly around it. So they have to dry. You cannot just leave it like it's in the sand. No. You put it in the sand, they use their hand to turn it upside down, picking out unwanted parts upside, and then the rain. That is also an area that rains a lot. You have to collect it back when it's raining, and you can't also leave it as though it's been raining. So when you leave it, it will spoil. It gets corrupted. So the farmers go back and forth, and they do this by maybe one bag or half a bag. And can you imagine to get 1,000 tons, the kind of people you need, the number of people you need, the number of workers you need? That's a lot of work. I saw it. I saw cocoa farmers. Cocoa farmers were my members. I saw it every day. It's a lot of work. And a lot of times their cocoa beans get spoiled because you didn't dry it well. A lot of times with all the hard work, it didn't dry well. And so they won't buy it. When you go, they will just take a lot of it out. All of that for $3,000. Because we don't like complex things. We don't want to be engaged in the complex part of the work. And therefore, they deserve, because they have taken the complex part of the work, they deserve their $100,000. That's what is happening. That's the whole process in the world. That's where they are smart enough to not stay here. They have gone to the other part of it. They are not planting cocoa. They will not plant cocoa. Bring it, we'll buy. Plant it, they will help you to plant. That's what is happening in the world. Do you understand why we are where we are at? The whole world is at that part. They are the last, next, third and fourth stage. Eh? And the final stage is when everybody is going there. Everybody is buying a car. It's at the end product. You nobody is whatever. It's the production. Back. $100,000. People are buying $100,000. People have Rolls Royce in Ghana. Rolls Royce, Bentleys and all that in Ghana. They'll buy it. Some of the cars, I don't know why they buy, because our roads are not good for those cars. They buy, they ship, sometimes they ship, they are rich people, they ship their cars for repairs and back. Yeah. Oh, you don't know. They ship their cars. The cars, they don't, there's nowhere to repair them in Ghana. They put it on a ship for repairs and back. That's how rich they are in Ghana. Because those people, they know how to get themselves involved with complex things. Complex things. We like simple things. We don't want to think through more than, you see, 1 + 1, you can solve it. But 1 + 1 × 3 raised to the I'm confused. You don't like such things. Instead of taking your time to break it down a bit, to try and understand what is being said, try and find out. Try. You see, recently I've been learning some few things. As I'm learning, I don't understand. The words, I don't understand it. It's a new field. So sometimes I go on YouTube. Then I go and find animation videos to try. So when the animation, they use animation. You see it on, it goes here, it comes here, it goes here, it comes here. I said, so this whole complex English word, this is what it is. Then I understand. So plus the animations, plus the English words, then I get to understand them. That's how you break things down. So ask God this. Yeah, that's how you learn. You must, to learn some things. Sometimes to learn one thing, to go past planting of tomato stage, you may need to take your time to break it down. So God is saying to us as a church, we shouldn't be afraid of any complex thing. The many fellowships are just a complex thing. God is creating a beautiful, big, huge church. Beautiful church. That's what God is doing. And that is what he wants us to be part of. As you are sitting down, you have excluded yourself immediately. We have not even finished preaching. You say, me, I'm not part of this. You're excluding yourself from a beautiful thing God is doing. It's amazing. Tell somebody it's amazing, oh. You know, that's why when, you know, let me tell you why when I hear people, let me tell you one of the reasons why many critics, people who criticize our church and our prophet, why their criticisms, you may think I'm a robot. I'm not a robot. You see, because I'm into church. If you can go past certain things in the church work, you will speak in a certain way. If you are able to do certain, you will speak in a certain way. I mean, somebody has 150 members. And you are criticizing somebody who has more than 3,000 branches, more than 1,000 church buildings. Oh, my friend, be careful. You don't understand what a complex parts are involved to create more than 1,500 church buildings. You don't understand it. Buildings. I've been involved in buildings in the past few, whatever. It ain't no simple task. I don't sleep. One day my children were saying, Daddy, it looks like these days you are always on the... Because they don't get to speak to me. I'm always from whatever, all the time. I'm on the phone throughout. This year, my mind is in different places all the time. Just to get something done. Just to get... You tell somebody to dig. By the time you go back, he's finished digging and he has poured concrete in it. Meanwhile, you don't know what I want to do with the digging. And he does that twice. You speak to him, you warn him and say, oh, okay, I'll do the right thing. Then he digs again. And he does the same thing. So you don't understand what it means to create 1,500 of such things. Staying at one place and being able to do in different parts of the world. Different parts of the world. Liberia. I mean, if you look at people, you can ask people who know Liberia to have about 7 cathedrals in Liberia. Not just church buildings, cathedrals. You'll understand that it's complex. All the parts are, but all the materials that are used, they come from Ghana. We take materials from Ghana. You can't get them there. Where to pass? The materials are from Ghana as they are building in Liberia. All the Liberian churches, they send the materials from Ghana. You can't even believe it. You don't know. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes. You just see the building and say, oh, wow, glory to God. Materials are bought in Ghana and sent there. There are no cars there. There are no cars. Sit on motor. They sit in... It's standard, you are in the boot of a car. Is it not true? True, the boot of the car. Ah, you've been there. What are some of the things there? They sit in the boot, you can't get, it's a normal standard post. 4 people at the back, like a taxi. Ah. How many people at the back? 2 in front, apart from the driver.
Lots of people parked at the back.
Parked at the, I mean, maybe on the bonnet. Somebody is in the boot, and somebody is on the bonnet. Not a joke. I hear they put a tie on it. Under the boots, and then you lie in it. That's Liberia. Ten people on the motor. Complex. That's a place. These are the places, and the places is not just in Monrovia, the capital. In different parts, you have not been able to put up one store. Your church, you don't have even a plot here. You are talking to somebody who has, hey, my friend, be careful. Hey. Be careful. So that's why I'm saying that what we are building is complex. But you must not be afraid of complex things. God is building something beautiful. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be part of this beautiful thing? Because it's beautiful, but it looks complex. What is it? Fellowship here. Be part of this complex thing. Okay, because that is where the real thing is. The processing parts that... It's difficult. That's where the real money is. We want to improve on our agriculture. Oh. You want to improve on agriculture? Okay. Let's improve. Whilst the wealthiest in the world today, 98% of the economy is into knowledge, IT-based things. Only 2% of their whole life is agriculture. Yours is the opposite. The wealthiest in the world. Oh, Yes, no, well, look at the rich people. If you like, just Google. One day I decided to Google the top people in the world. What they are involved in. There's no agriculture in there. If it is agriculture, it's like some manufacturing of things for the... It is IT, IT. They are all IT-based. Information systems, IT, complex, whatever. Even now I hear people are putting chips in their brain or something. Yeah. Complex things. May we be part of what God is doing, this complex work of God. Lift your hand and say, I'm part of this complex work of God. Let's be part of it. God will bless us. Hallelujah. Are you there? Yeah. It's complex, but God is doing something. Last point. I'll give you one more point and then we'll close. Every fellowship in the church, no matter how big or small, has a contribution to make to the body. Every joint supplies something that makes the body work together. Every group, every fellowship within the church is important. Forming these groups, these fellowships we are starting, and all the units will always make the church substantial. Beautiful. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16, beautiful scripture, beautiful scripture, beautiful scripture, and I'm ending here. I don't want to preach for long. Now, when I finish, you give me the New Living Translation version. Look at that. From whom the whole body jointly fits together. The body. You see, as he started talking about the whole body, he's talking about every part. So the whole body is every part of the body. That is fitted together. Not separated. The body must not be separated. Must be together. That's why as a church, we don't like separatism and rebellion. We must be together. That's the whole thing. And if you are moving rebellious ways of moving, we don't like it. That's, we'll always talk about it. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. The body is part of joint. The body is made up of different joints. How you don't know that? Who can explain it very well to me? You are into physiology. Huh? Who is doing physiology? Is that not these things? These things. You tell us bones and all these things. Listen, no problem, no problem. Next time. Next week, somebody who's into physiology should go and learn so many things about the body. Now listen. Look at this. It says that, by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Hey, I mean, in fact, this man is intelligent, Paul. I don't know. Only the Spirit can make you write something like this. Only the Holy Spirit. Look at the kind of words that have been put together here. If it is not the Holy Spirit, you can't write this. Huh? According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. The body cannot grow. Now give us the New Living Translation Bible. You get to see. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. Say together perfectly. The body must fit together perfectly. The hand, the ears, the legs, all the different parts, the thighs, the thigh bone, the leg, the hip, everything. As each part does its own special work. They said there's a part. Your fellowship must do its work. I said your fellowship must do its work. Your fellowship must do its work. And then it says that if you do your own special work, it helps the other parts to grow. So there's a part that is waiting to grow if you do your work. If you don't do your work, you are going to hinder the growth of another part. Hallelujah. If the blood is not pumped, the heart is beating and is pumping blood everywhere. That's why when the blood stops, the heart stops to work, you die because it stops pumping blood, right? It's another heart that is pumping as it is doing kukuru, kukuru. It's pumping blood. And it is believed that Dr. Sai is here. If I'm wrong, when I go off, you just tell me that, Bishop. Doc, when I go off, no, just lift your hand. Because we are entering the realms of medicine. What I know is I see the heart. That's why they look at the heart rate. So if the heart is pumping, it has to pump in a way that the blood can reach every part. So if it's pumping and it's not pumping strong. It can pump, but it goes, but the blood will not reach the hand. The hand will paralyze. Is it not true? Doc, don't be afraid to say I'm wrong because I'm not a doctor. Is it true? Is it not the truth that when it pumps, the blood should go everywhere? And when it doesn't pump strong, then it gets to a point. What happens that the blood is able to pump so strong that sometimes blood doesn't go to other places? Contraction, these are the medical... Please give him a microphone. The contraction what? We have a doctor in the house, so when I'm saying something wrong, he will...
Merci.
He says if the contraction pauses what?
Okay, so the heart is supposed to pump, and it's a factor of the stroke volume, the amount that is pumped out.
Yeah.
And the frequency of the pumping.
The amount and the frequency.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have insufficient pumping of blood, blood wouldn't go to certain parts of the body, and there would be something called ischemia, that is inadequate blood supply to
inadequate
that part.
Inadequate blood supply.
And that part can die off, can have an infarction, it can die off.
So in simple terms, what happens to people? What happens to people usually if the blood is not going to the, or the brain, when the blood is not pumping into the brain, what happens?
Yes, so you're going to have a kind of stroke that is known as ischemic stroke, like there is absent blood supply to that part.
Because the blood is needed in the brain.
Off. Yeah.
So if the heart does not pump, if every joint that supplies, as each part does its own special work. If you don't do your own special work, blood will not get to the brain, and then you will have stroke. So the stroke in the church is because somebody is supposed to supply blood and is not supplying. That's the whole thing. A spiritual stroke in the church. There's a part that is responsible for that. The church is dying. You don't know that you are dying, no, but it will kill the church. Because the blood supply is not reaching the brain. It must go into the brain for the brain to work well. But it's not doing that because maybe it's not sufficient, or the volume is not enough, or the frequency is low. Instead of pumping maybe a number of times per second, it has decided to cut down supply. Say cut down. The heart has decided to cut down production of or supply of blood by 50%. You know how businesses say that they have cut down construction or production. So the heart can also say that they have reduced the supply of blood by 50%. That means that you have 50% likely to have stroke. That's the truth. Because the thing has been designed to work in a certain way. Listen, and that's what the church is. Many people sit in church, listen to me. I'm talking to you. Well, you have your own ideas. Please flow with us. Sometimes you have to be in church and trust and believe and flow with us. Flow with what God is doing. Flow with the scriptures we are showing you and what we are telling you, because it is real. It's there. It's right there in the Bible. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. If you don't do that, the church does not grow. The church is not healthy. A healthy church has many parts that are working. Anybody that is found in any group that is not working, you must make sure that it's working. If you are the leader of any group, you must make sure. Oh, that's why if you see me here, you know that everything I'm trying to make sure. Let's do it. It's not working here. Any group that is in church, that if I see that it's not working, we must do something about it. I'm having meetings with different groups, all the praise and worship. Look, like praise and worship, I travel with the praise, somehow they were with me in a car, to Accra and back. Oh, we had discussed and changed so many things. Even like what they did, how they led worship and did today. I can see that's from our discussion. Zion, is it not true? Ask him. Talk him. Change this. We all the time. All the way to Accra and back, discussion. The supply must be frequent and adequate. Yes, must be all the time. Pastors, percentiles, fellowship leaders, everybody must be doing what they have to do so that the whole body will be healthy. Say healthy. healthy. That's why we must be part of this fellowship everywhere in the city. You know, I've always had this vision. It's not a vision. God gave me this vision. And I think that we have not realized this. I still am praying to see it. Like a place like Kwesimintim, I saw like 100 fellowships there. It's not now. It's like some 4 years ago. That's why I sent people to Kwesimintim. But ask Pastor McGeorge and all those who are in Kwesimintim. Have I not been saying this all this time? I always saw that. Fellowships. You see, look at them. If you can, like, give us the population of Kwesimintim, just that's Kwesimintim. That's when you realize that you should not be so happy with yourself that there are people sitting down in church. This is where you get to know that there are more people out there. I like using figures. Just Kwesimintim alone. Just go to Kwesimintim. You'll understand that we have not done anything at all. At all. Population of Kwesimintim. I could see about 100 small fellowships of 5, 8, 10 small every areas, little areas with fellowships. Pardon? I didn't look for 173,000. Wow, that's serious. That's the current population of Kwesimintim. That place, we have not come into town, Kwesimintim. We have not come to this side of town. This is it. Population of Kwesimintim. Kwesimamintim. Kwesimami established. Kwesi, let me be established. 173,000. See the place that people wouldn't respect the place. That's what is the. These are the souls that have the potential to go to heaven or to go to hell. Depending on what we, the body of Christ, we do. Depending on what we do. Depending on what we do and what we do not do, will affect that place. This whole place with 175,000 people. That's why you don't have to just sit down. You must go. That's why I go there. I've gone there for outreaches so many times. I've been there. Can we go there? Anywhere. I don't even say anywhere where we'll have people. We can easily have an outreach there and mobilize people. 173,000 in just that area. Look at that. Is it not startling? Huh? This figure is not a profound figure. Is it not staring at you? Do you know 173,000 people? The whole of Singapore is just about 5 or 6 million people. The whole of Singapore. And if this town is this, I don't know whether Singapore is. Is it up to 1 million? Let's check. I don't know whether it's 5 million, but we are just like, if it's 5 million, it's like one something of a whole nation. Listen to me. That's why God is saying we should be part of it. No matter how complex it is, may you be part of it. Be part of it. It's not so complex, but it may look complex. But complex things are beautiful. They are so beautiful. Yes, they are so beautiful. Complex things, complex parts. When they are playing the instrument, it's so many different things together. You'll be surprised that the drums are playing, but there's something else playing. Keyboard is playing, but there's something else. The drums plus something else. There's something else that is apart from the normal drums. You see something. It makes the song nicer and richer. Yes, a regular music with just a keyboard and then the music. It will not be this nice. You need so many different complex parts together. And that's why God wants you to be part of the complex and the beautiful structure He's building. How many of you want to be part of this? Be a part of it, my brother. Be a part of this, my sister. I had a lot of you joining and signing up that you want to be leaders. Maybe you are here. You will also want to join. I'll ask for that again. And I want all of us to be part of this beautiful thing God is doing. Hallelujah. How many of you will be part of this beautiful thing? You see, we're going to stand to our feet, but you know, I want you to put these sheets on everybody's sheet. Write your name and where you are. Okay, they'll give it to you at a point. We'll take them, okay? All right. Can we have pastors to help? Just put it on the where everybody, and maybe everybody should have one. We want to know where you are. We are kickstarting the next few weeks. So your name, they need pens as well. Okay, your name. We are working. Tell somebody we are working. That's how we work. We work by receiving instructions and moving into action. Here, there's action, action, action. We don't just preach. Tell somebody, action, action, action. We need pens. I need your name and your phone number. The phone number, because we will call you. We will call everybody. We want to make sure that you are you. We'll call you. I want to be part of this. I will love you with all my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. And I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you, God. I will love you, Lord, and I will love you, Lord, my strength. Oh, I will love you, Lord, my shield. Lord, I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days. If you love the Lord, you'll be part of what the Lord is doing. I will love you and I will love you, Lord, my strength. Oh, and I will love you, Lord, my shield. Lord, I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you, Lord. I will love you, Lord, and I will love you, Lord, my friend. And I will love you, Lord, my shield. Lord, I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love.
Oh, somebody sing, I will love.
For listening to this podcast, we believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbedu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.